This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Yeah.
The Mayo Clinic did a study on aging.
Yeah.
And they seem to have nailed down a very good indicator to figure out if you are aging fast.
Okay.
If you can stand on your non-dominant leg for at least 30 seconds, you are not old yet.
Okay.
Okay.
So what leg, what are you right-legged, I'm assuming, right-footed?
Well, I'm right-handed.
All right, so that's probably your dominant leg.
What would you kick a kickball with?
that don't count.
I watched it, the bottom of his spine as he falls down trying to kick a kickball.
So I got to stand on my dominant leg.
No, non-dominant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, non-dominant?
Could you stand on your left leg for 30 seconds?
I don't know. Why would I?
To see if you, oh my God.
When was the last time you tested your balance, period? Like, where you're, you know, tried to walk on a straight line?
This room.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're right-footed as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you stand on your left leg for 30
seconds? I think so.
Okay.
Women have good
so.
Balance.
I think so. Yeah, I think
she's
I
young. Jesus Christ, she's not even 40.
All right, can we test Kimmy? Because you're the only one that can do this and still have the discussion. So I'm going to set my alarm as we have the discussion.
So we got to go 30 seconds.
30 seconds, your left leg standing up, and we'll see if...
Where do you have to put your hands?
Old Kimmy, just at your side. Tell me when you're ready to go.
I'm ready.
Go. Okay, so the idea behind it is the muscles in your legs and thighs and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
Every decade you tack on, Kimmy, you're at 10 seconds. How are you feeling?
I think I'm good.
You're doing okay. Well, we're gonna see if we get to 30. Okay. Every decade you tack on should decrease about 2 seconds.
Okay.
We are at 20 seconds. How are you feeling, Kimmy?
I'm good.
Feeling good. Okay.
Yeah.
They said, this is in the study, this is
all
not
right,
me,
right.
Your non-dominant leg is a leg you would not kick a kickball with. 30 seconds, how you doing?
I think I'm good.
Way to go.
She got
Kimmy is not old.
You're going to live.
Yes, yes. They also say, if you can do it with your eyes closed.
That would be a little tricky. I mean, that would be
healthier.
Hard for anybody, I think.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Eyes closed.
Yeah, like
one leg.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that was him.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yep.
And go. All right, so Kimmy's eyes are closed. She's standing on one leg. So I tried the eye. Oh, she's swaying.
It is hard.
They say the
Why
more
is it so
sway.
Much harder?
Oh, she's going down. She's
wow.
out. She's out.
Man, it makes
seconds.
That big of a difference.
She's done. Yeah, so I tried it this morning just to see if it worked. She's right. When you don't have a visual cue,
you fall.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
So, like, if you could do it for 30 seconds, you're good, period.
Oh, yeah. It says that your body is not aging in a negative way.
Right.
Yeah. Eyes closed, it says you're even, quote, healthier, so I don't know what that means.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe you die in your 60s. You got that going for you?
Sure.
Right?
Got some time.
I love how you're not, you know you got no shot.
I'm old and I have hearing loss, which I have bad balance to begin with.
No, I got bad balance.
I got hearing aids.
No, I got hearing aids. My balance hurts real bad.
I think I could do a little bit. I couldn't close my eyes.
Okay.
What?
No, what do you mean? You think you do a little bit?
I am in dress shoes. I think it doesn't count.
That's
in dress
your
shoes.
Excuse?
No, actually, according to the Mayo Clinic, dress shoes are the perfect shoes.
Yeah,
to try
very
this,
sturdy.
Actually.
No, these are really nice shoes.
You don't give a shot, bitch?
I got my nice socks.
Oh, my God, you bitch.
I don't think I could do it.
Okay, so thank you. That's all I needed you to say, because you just tried to say.
I'm already old, though. What am I finding out?
Well, no.
At my age.
Look, there are people,
if I could whatever I do, you're going to say I'm going to die.
No, if you can do it for 30 seconds, there's nothing I can say. Look, and there are guys right now your age that are listening at work. Well, no, they're probably all retired because they made good financial decisions. But, like, there are guys that are a little bit younger than you that are at work right now standing on their left leg saying, like,
what are they, flamingos?
Well, I guess you would look like one.
Yeah. Okay.
I was actually very proud of myself. I went for a full minute because you guys were a little bit late this morning. So I had
nothing
to do.
Look at you.
You did what?
I got it up for a full minute.
Damn.
Yeah. No big deal, man. Healthy as a horse.
But you work out and you're young. It's pointless.
Yeah, I do work out. Don't you forget it, buddy. Don't you forget it. So it is funny, though, like, you know, as we try and figure out what makes you old, what doesn't make you old. Like, there are other things that could affect this, right? Because you could still be healthy but have, like, a bad knee where you couldn't
stand
on one
foot. Right, that's what I mean. I think some people just have bad coordination,
and
they have had that their whole lives.
But maybe the idea of bad coordination is an indicator down the road that
something
else is going to happen.
Maybe.
Right? Because, I mean, hell, you can make the argument that bad coordination increases your odds of dying in an accident.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out with this study from the Mayo Clinic, is the standing on one leg, is that an indication that your body, mind, everything together is healthy enough or everything's going to be all right? Yeah.
Or is it just, it could lead to outside problems.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like if I can't stand on one foot for 30 seconds because knee, ankle, shoulder, whatever.
Right. You fall a lot.
Yeah, I could go down, hit my head, and it's all over. And if you go down and hit your head, like they're going to need...
Your mom will cushion me.
The amount of mops they would need from that giant head exploding open. You ever see Kimmy?
Yeah, I got a big head, all right.
Look, don't get mad at me because you're going
to
die.
I got a big old throbbing head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.